NATO's long campaign in Afghanistan is coming to an end, but the end of this mission does not herald the slow demise of NATO as once thought, says Professor Jonathan Isle of the Royal United Services Institute.
Interestingly, NATO is now more relevant than it has been for probably a decade.
That relevance, says Isle, is largely because of Russia. NATO published these satellite images this week, which appear to show tanks crossing from Russia into the east of Ukraine. It follows Moscow's tacit support for Ukrainian separatists and forceful takeover of Crimea in March. Isle says former Soviet-controlled states in Europe are getting nervous.
The Ethiopians used to be dismissed up to now as being neurotic, as being too frightened about the Russia that supposedly is no longer an enemy. Well, the Ethiopians were right and we were wrong about Russia. So in many respects, this is the moment where the alliance will have to reassure its members.
NATO is doing that through the bolstering of troops and sea and air defences along member states' borders in the east. Russia can no longer be considered a strategic partner, and that means a strategic shift in deployment, says General Philip Breedlove, Supreme Allied Commander of NATO operations in Europe.
We've seen a nation cross an internationally recognized sovereign border and annex by force a portion of a sovereign nation. That changes the way we do business. And so we are now reevaluating how we do these things as it relates to force readiness, responsiveness, and positioning.
A NATO-commissioned report into the future of the alliance calls for a reaffirmation of its core objective of collective defence. The authors say European members should halt defence spending cuts. But Europe is divided over how to best respond to Russia, says Professor Isle.
Countries like Germany or France or the UK, who believe that we should not make too much out of the current Ukrainian crisis, and countries such as Poland or Romania, the big former communist countries on the borders with Ukraine, who believe that Ukraine is a sign of a fundamentally different Europe from the one that we knew.
Isle says NATO must also confront the conflicts brewing on NATO's southern borders.
Turkey, for instance, asked for a meeting of NATO in order to discuss the crisis that it sees at its borders.
That crisis in Syria and Iraq is escalating, with extremist Islamist militants in control of large swathes of both countries. NATO's Secretary General has already said he sees no role for the alliance in Iraq. But Western security chiefs say the lawlessness is a haven for terrorists and NATO should continue to play a key role in collective defence. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.